Good morning. Welcome into prayer time.
We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We give praise to God this morning as we come to you on our prayer time here at WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. Well, I want to talk about some simple words this morning. The simple words are simply, thank you. They are two simple, common words. And yet they have an impact in acknowledging something done for you by somebody else. Thank you. Thank you for holding the door for me. Thank you for letting me pass first. Thank you for the courtesy. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you for the service you did. Thank you for your simple act of kindness. We could go on and on with so many ways in which we can utter these two simple words of appreciation. And we also would consider them words of encouragement. And they could make a great difference in somebody's life today. That's just part of it. It's part of who we are and part of what we do and that sort of thing. But the question I guess I have for you is, do you use those words? Do you tell your children, your spouse, your neighbor, your worker, your coworker, your grandkids, the service person at the store, do you tell God, thank you? The word thanksgiving comes from the attitude of being thankful. And every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Every day should be an event for the Christian to be thankful to the Lord for His salvation, for His supply, for His care, for His constant love, for His compassion, for His provision. We know that Ephesians 5:20 says that we should give thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, writing in Philippians 4:6, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks." Psalm 50:14, "Offer to God your thanksgiving." Psalm 95:2, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving." Psalm 104, and Psalm 100 was one of those psalms I had to learn as a child, and was one of many. "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Giving thanks is the same as giving praise. To acknowledge all that God has done for us, all that He supplies, all that He means to us, we should be giving thanks and praise all day long, shouldn't we? Every day. every heartbeat, in fact. I mean, it's wonderful what God has done for us and what He is doing for us. We are to give thanks. Every breath we breathe should be an attempt, if you will, an effort to give thanks to Almighty God for His goodness, for His wonderful grace, for His wonderful love, for His salvation that's ours through Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you do, then let's be about this thing of giving thanks. And today, as you have the opportunity, since we're getting started early, as you have opportunity, why don't you make it a point to give thanks? To no longer consider the possibility of giving thanks, but to give thanks automatically. All right, let's do that. Let's give thanks today. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We give thanks to You. You alone are worthy of our praise and our thanksgiving in the ultimate. Yes, Lord, we thank You for those who help us, who serve us in whatever ways in this life, but we thank You, Lord, for loving us beyond measure. We thank You for giving us Your wonderful grace. We thank You for allowing us to serve You. We thank You for giving us a home in heaven. We thank You for giving us the Comforter. We thank You for giving us life, both here and in the hereafter. And so we are thankful to You today. And Lord, we bring You our burdens and our cares. We bring You the desires of our hearts. And we ask You to meet our desires and our needs, knowing that only You can. And so we ask You to do what only You can do. And we thank You for that. We ask for Your provision. Lord, we're not asking for the lottery winnings. We're asking for Your provision. Give us this day our daily bread. And we thank You for Your wonderful faithfulness to us. And Father, we have come before Your throne in the name and through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we've done it with thanksgiving. And we say, Amen. And amen.